Track 30. 1.
Well, where's the address? You've completely missed the address out. And what's the 22st of February, Rudy? You mean 22nd. That should be ND, right?
2.
My dear Ms. Romalo is a bit old-fashioned, don't you think? Sounds like a 19th century love letter, eh? I don't think you need the my. Dear Ms. Romalo will do. And it's a capital T for thank you. I know it's after a comma, but it's a capital.
3.
So that should be thank you for your letter of 9th February. Oh, and communication has got a double M, Rudy. Try using the spell check.
4.
What's this? I am such sorry. That's so sorry, isn't it? Actually, I don't think you need the so. Just I'm sorry sounds better. OK, I'm sorry you were disabled to attend our presentation. I don't think that's right. Unable, I think you mean.
5.
In the meantime. Oh, I think meantime is one word, not two. Yeah, one word. Oh, what's gone wrong here? I enclose a copy of our last catalogue. That should be latest. The last one's the old one, not the new one.
6.
Current is with an E, not an A. CURRENT. And it's a price list, Rudy, not a prize list. With a C, not a Z. We're not running a lottery.
7.
Information is singular. You don't need the S. So, if you would like further information. Please don't hesitate, but contact me again. That should be don't hesitate to contact me again.
8.
Right, nearly finished. I look forwards to hearing from you. That doesn't sound right to me. Wait a minute. It's I look forward, not forwards. Yeah, and yours fatefully. That's faithfully, not fatefully. F-A-I-T-H. Faithfully. Actually, it isn't, is it? It's yours sincerely, because you've written the woman's name. I'd just put best wishes if I were you. It's simpler. Rudy, maybe you'd better leave the letter writing to me in future.